A report released today offers stark findings on the status of Alaskan women. Women in the state earn much less than their male counterparts, have been imprisoned at a higher rate during the last decade, and are committing suicide at a rate twice as high as the rest of the United States. Senator Liesl McGuire asked the nonpartisan Legislative Research Services to prepare the report last year. She says the biggest surprise for her in the data was how little women earn compared to men in Alaska.
One of the good points in the data was that women are more educated than they've ever been in Alaska in any other point in history. That's good. But the devastating part is that women are still making 67 cents on the dollar in the combined categories of both full and part-time work. The other part that was very disturbing for me was the suicide rates. The fact that women are committing suicide rates at 2.1 times the national average as a whole, and in particular those young women that are committing suicide before they even reach the age of majority, before they even get out of high school. Finally, I think the third really disturbing area for me is in the area of homelessness, and this was one of the points that I was making in the Finance Committee last year that led to me commissioning this report. We were talking about the area of affordable housing, and this is something my office has spent a lot of time working on and will continue to work on with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. There is a shortage of affordable housing for all Alaskans, and I want to emphasize that I am concerned about that for all Alaskans. But in particular, there was a discussion about women and children having access to affordable housing, and sure enough, this report comes back to show that 62% of all the adults and children in our homeless shelters are women and children.
The report notes the percentage of female inmates jumped from 6.5% in 2007 to 11% in 2011. Does the report at all offer hints or suggestions as to what is behind that increase?
Not that I can see in the crosstabs, but that is something that I intend to look at. There is a discussion about the rates of drug addiction and alcohol addiction going up during that same time period. If I had to take a guess, I would say that it's likely that the area of incarceration tracks along those particular offenses. And the other thing I want to say is that as an action item related to this, I'm going to drop legislation to reinstitute the Women's Commission because, frankly, I think that this report contains so much complex information that it, with a 90-day session, I don't see how the legislature could respond to it alone. The Alaska Women's Commission and its predecessor, the Alaska Commission on the Status of Women, existed as a legislatively created commission from 1978 to June 30th, 1988. It was actively involved in conducting professional research and identifying problems and solutions to many family and equity-based problems for Alaskan women. And I think we need to reinstitute that commission to help Alaskan women across all ages and all races.
Is that something you anticipate you'll do yet this session?
Yes. I anticipate dropping the legislation. Now, we're very close. I just got the report back, and we're very close to the end of the first year of this session. So the odds of it passing this year are very unlikely, but I intend to introduce it this session so that it can be out there for conversation along with the report for people to talk about and digest and for its passage next year.
Senator Liesl McGuire requested the newly released legislative report on the status of women in Alaska. To read the report, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.